Ready? All right. How's everybody doing? Y'all doing good? Doing good. Everybody's alive and awake? You got breath in your lungs? Exactly. That was awesome. Little boy over there. Yes. With authority, he said it. And I like that. He had some authority behind that. Because he knows he's awake. He's alive. He's got breath in his lungs. And you know what, little man? God's got an awesome plan for you. He's got an awesome plan for each and every one of us if we'll embrace it. If we'll follow after him. And, we've been talking about wisdom over the last couple weeks. And I want to continue our theme of wisdom, because I believe it's an important thing. It's wisdom for dummies. Now, I'm not calling anybody a dummy. I'm just saying. Okay? Now, we began talking about the beginning of wisdom a couple weeks ago. Where does wisdom start? Wisdom starts with the fear of the Lord. Right? Then last week we talked about the wisdom of a teachable spirit. The wisdom of a teachable spirit. Having a teachable spirit is part of having wisdom. Proverbs 12:1 says this, and I read it last week, and I'm going to read it again because I loved it. Proverbs 12:1 says, "Whoever loves discipline loves knowledge, but one who hates correction is stupid." I didn't say it. The Bible said it. So I'm allowed to repeat that, because you know you're never supposed to call somebody stupid because it's rude. But the Bible says it. I got to repeat it. One who hates correction is stupid. Stupid. So, like I said, last week was the wisdom of a teachable spirit. What does it look like? What does an unteachable person look like? Well, this week, we all need wisdom. Wisdom is sorely lacking in the world today. That's why we're on week three of all this. It's because I want to impart wisdom to you. James 1:5 says this: if you need wisdom, what do? Ask our generous God. If you need wisdom, ask our generous God, and he will what? He will give it to you. And he will, I love this part, he will not rebuke you for asking. God's not going to be mad at you if you ask him for wisdom. Moreover, he's going to be happy with you. Wisdom. Now, right before I came up here, my wife was talking about on the 4th, so Friday, we will be married 11 years. That's a long time. That's a long time. I feel like I need like a badge of honor or something. Woo! A purple heart, something. Because, it hasn't always been easy. It hasn't always been, I'm not going to lie to you, it hasn't always been easy. It's not supposed to be. Thank you, Brother Ernie. You're getting ahead of me. It's not supposed to be, because it's two imperfect people coming together. And most importantly, it's two imperfect people coming together to serve a perfect God. So as we have been talking about wisdom, we're going to put some of that into practice. We're going to talk about having wisdom in relationships. Whew. Having wisdom in relationships. Thank you. Because so many times we get into relationships with people, and I'm talking relationships, marriage, friendships, family relationships, coworkers. We have relationships with all of the people around us, but if we don't have wisdom in those relationships, we're going to run aground. We're going to screw them up somehow, some way. It may not be today, it may not be tomorrow, but if you don't have wisdom, you're going to jack it up and you're going to jack your life up if you don't have wisdom. Now, I say all that to say this: I don't know it all. Okay? That's the first part of wisdom. I don't know it all. Like Paul said in Philippians 3:12,